If you don't know Carrington, she is in the Institute here at Watermark, and she comes from Texas A&M, so Giga Mavs, there it is. Whoop, yep, totally. So y'all listen up to Carrington and hear how the Lord has done an awesome work in her life.
Sweet. Yeah, I am so grateful we're walking through a series that talks about topics like pain and loss, because that is such a huge part of my story. Growing up, to an outsider looking in, my life looked picture perfect. Played all the sports, had good grades, was a leader in my youth group, had a family with two loving parents who taught me what loving Jesus and what his God's love looked like at a very early age. And so by age 8, I understood that Jesus came to earth, lived a perfect life, died a death that I deserved, and then rose from the grave, defeating death once and for all. Just so that I could live with him for eternity. And that was a gift, not anything I could earn, but something that was freely given to me. And so I accepted him, knowing this to be true, but at the same time, a piece of me accepted him out of a fear of what other people were going to think if I didn't. And so I had a huge fear of man and just was deep people pleaser. And this led to, as I grew up, patterns of these things continuing in my life to where I feel the need to control. I feel the need to have this picture-perfect appearance constantly. And it was by God's grace that one summer while working at a camp, I was surrounded by a godly community who called me higher in this and who called me to just stop striving and stop trying to earn God's love because it had already been paid fully for me on the cross. And so as I worked at camp and saw really what godly community looked like, went back to college praying so many prayers and asking the Lord to continue to provide that for me because it's not something that I had a ton growing up. I was the one who was more mature in my faith than most of my friend group and was the one looked to for advice most of the time, but I never had someone else calling me higher in those things. So as I went back to college, little did I know that the Lord would use that summer to draw me near to himself, to remind me how he has gone before me and how I can rest confidently in his hands because he's preparing me for one of the hardest seasons of my life. And that fall semester, around finals time, it came out that my dad committed adultery and was unfaithful to my mom. My view of my dad changed in an instant. I felt like what I had known for 22 years of my life was suddenly a lie and had a lot of confusion and would meet with my dad and plead with him to turn one and repent from his sin and turn to the Lord and also would just plead for him not to leave our family and to choose us. And he didn't. He chose the other woman and her family. And I was wrestling constantly. And just like we sang about in that song of took a lot of doubts and a lot of fears to the Lord. And because I had placed this image of God based on how my dad was growing up, of this kind, fun-loving, really selfless servant dad, I put that same image on God, and that's who I viewed him for most of my life. But then as soon as this happened, my view of the Lord changed drastically, just like I did with my earthly father, and suddenly God was a very distant father who didn't care about anything I cared about and wanted nothing to do with my life. And now I still wrestle with a lot of those same images on God, but I have continued to pray prayers to find rich and godly community. And God, being rich in mercy, knowing that I couldn't do it on my own, has given me such rich community. And wow, a lot of them are here today, and I'm trying not to look at them because that makes me cry. They have just pointed me to his character and helped me break down the lies that the enemy has thrown at me left and right, that what my earthly dad has done and the image that I have of him and the way that he's been distant and absent from my life, they help me break those down and remind me of truth and take me back to the gospel. And some of my favorite truths about God's character that I've clung to as I've grown to fall more in love with him over the years is that he is faithful, which means remaining loyal and steadfast, that he is immutable, unable to be changed. And in Numbers 23:19, it says, God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? And another one of my favorite characteristics that I've really fallen in love with this year specifically is just that he's an omnipotent, having unlimited power, yet in that all-powerfulness, he is also intimate, which means he loves to draw near to his people. And Psalms 8 says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? And these verses I've clung to throughout this year specifically as I've still wrestled with this. It's been 3 years since my dad left, and there's still been no reconciliation. My story doesn't have this perfect bow tied on it. My parents' relationship is not restored. I don't have a relationship with my dad. But when I grieve these things, I choose to constantly believe that God is still good, even if on this side of eternity, my parents' relationship isn't restored, that I may never see my dad again. But I have a heavenly father who has gone before me, and this story that he has called me into is his, and he takes care of me daily. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.